Every summer, Stephen Kress gets on a boat with Project Puffin volunteers and interns and returns to where it all started, a tiny treeless island called Eastern Egg Rock. A half hour out from the main coast, the island's craggy silhouette emerges from the sea spray.
This north part of the island, from here, you can see our little research cabin. And that's a small building in the middle and a couple little outbuildings next to it. You're also starting to see there's a lot of bird activity ahead of us. There's over 7,000 nesting seabirds on this 7-acre island.
Kress slows down the boat so he can moor it.
Slow up a little bit.
And as he does, a little black and white bird with a large bill splashed with orange flutters by. It looks like a shorter, chubbier version of a penguin.
There's our first puffin just flew by. There's a puffin in the water. Whoop, it's running, that little white-bellied bird. Very rapid wing beat. That's a puffin.
The little seabirds are common across the North Atlantic. But for 300 years, settlers in Maine hunted puffins for their feathers, meat, and eggs. And by the early 1900s, there was only one pair of puffins left south of the Canadian border. In 1973, as a young birding instructor in Maine, Kress began transplanting hundreds of downy puffin chicks from Newfoundland to Eastern Egg Rock, and later on to several other Maine islands. Today, a record 109 puffin pairs waddle about peaceably on Eastern Egg Rock, living amid terns and laughing gulls whose shrieks pierce the sky. Kress hops out of the boat and heads for a meter-square plywood bird blind to observe dozens of puffins resting on a granite boulder. It's inside the cracks of boulders like this that puffins raise their chicks. Some of Project Puffin's original chicks, who wear identification bands on their legs, come back every year.
Y-33, who breeds just over that hill right there, in a rock crevice, that bird I had in the back of my car. I brought it from Newfoundland. And so, obviously, that bird I'm particularly fond of. It's a little female that's lived in the same crevice her whole life. She's 33 years old now.
Kress lured Y-33 and other puffins back to the islands to nest as adults through pioneering social attraction techniques, which included deploying wooden decoy puffins and mirrors.
They get tired of the decoys after a while. They'd try to rub beaks, but they would eventually leave. And I came up with this idea of sort of an animated decoy by using the mirror. Then they see their own face and their own movement. And the idea was if they walk away, they would be attracted back to the reflection. The idea was to try to keep them there long enough so that a second puffin would show up and they would hopefully find a mate there.
Kress waited for these techniques to work and waited.
It took 8 years. The time we moved the first puffin chick, the time we had our first nesting pair on the 4th of July, 1981.
Kress doesn't have to relocate puffin chicks to Maine anymore or use mirrors or decoys, but he's always thinking of new ways to protect puffins and other rare birds that have made Eastern Egg Rock their home. He counts on Project Puffin's college interns and volunteers who live on the island in the summer.
So we'll walk single file and call back nests and chicks if we see them in the way.
Island supervisor and graduate student Juliet Lamb walks through the fields of tall grasses where some of the seabirds lay their eggs.
And also the birds, as you can see, will be dive bombing you to protect their nests. So just be prepared.
For the last three summers, Lamb has been arriving on the island in May to discourage the larger species of gulls that prey on puffins from breeding there. Lamb sees this intervention as leveling the playing field for the prey birds.
Our responsibility as biologists is to start restoring some of the stuff that we've destroyed as a human population.
Interns will sometimes shoot especially aggressive gulls, but a more common strategy of keeping predators in check is to destroy the eggs of laughing gulls. They're a particular threat to the terns that have also made Eastern Egg Rock their home because they share breeding habitat. Each summer, the interns go around poking tiny holes in hundreds of eggs. Michael Forsyth, a college student from Georgia, says by piercing the brown speckled eggs but keeping them whole, the female laughing gulls might continue to sit on them instead of laying new ones.
You know, it's hard because You know, the laughing gulls are really amazing birds in their own right. I feel like it's a real balancing act between the all the different birds that come here and the management of every species.
This is a lesson Stephen Kress has taught his interns and conservationists in more than a dozen countries, including New Zealand and Bermuda. Back at camp, Kress says restoring the puffin colony has meant making a lot of hard decisions. But the way he sees it, Eastern Egg Rock is the puffin's ancestral home, and they deserve to be there.
This is a very special place because it is the first restored seabird colony in the world. But an important message to take with that is that people brought the birds back, and people are going to have to be here in the long term to make sure that they stay here.
For VOA News, I'm Josie Huang on Eastern Egg Rock, Maine.